Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 80 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Crews battled back-to-back fires yesterday near Mulvane. Construction workers were cutting rebar and started a grass fire near the Kansas Turnpike at exit 33. That's according to a social media report from the Mulvane Fire and Rescue. Now, while that grass fire was going on, a local farmer had an issue with a hot bearing in a rear straw walker. The farmer thought it was out, but then it soon reoccurred and caught the engine compartment on fire. One person was injured in a car deer crash early this morning on Interstate 470 along the Kansas Turnpike. The crash was reported around 3:50 this morning on I-470 near Southeast Indiana Avenue. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Sport Utility vehicle was eastbound when it swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle then hit the deer before striking the barrier wall, coming to rest in the roadway. The driver, Yang Yang 61 of Topeka, was transported to a local hospital with suspected minor injuries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce announced the launch of its new Youth Leadership Manhattan program yesterday. The program is designed to cultivate the next generation of business and community leaders in the Manhattan area. The initiative builds upon the success of the Chamber's long-established Leadership Manhattan program for professionals, extending similar opportunities to high school sophomores. Officials in Geary County doused an out-of-control fire last week that caused widespread damage. Geary County Emergency Services issued a press release yesterday regarding a fire that burned 1,168 acres of land. The fire also destroyed 1,550 large bales of hay, a semi-flatbed trailer, an unknown amount of fence posts, gates, and barbed wire, and a cow. Total estimated loss is at $122,000. Geary County Emergency Services said the area where the fire began was located, but the cause is unknown. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been just over 100 days as Dr. Jeff Gold officially took over as president at Nebraska University as he outlines his plan for what the university may look like moving forward and talks about what his biggest accomplishments are and what he looks forward to as being the head of the state university.
There's no question that over the first 100 days, and actually over my more than 10 years here, it's the people of the state of Nebraska. As I've crisscrossed the state, whether it's in athletic events, in town hall meetings, in our extension services out in rural Nebraska, it's all the same message that the university is critically important to our future. Think big thoughts, and we're all with you.
He goes on to talk about some of the plans for moving forward as president and talks about the growth of the university, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic, with more students coming back and enrolling at the State University around Nebraska. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Sam, did you know turkeys can fly?
Zach, turkeys cannot fly.
Well, our turkey here at Techline Communications can. Come out to Air Capital Drop Zone at 7015 South 143rd Street East in Derby, Kansas, November 9th at 9:30 a.m. to help us kick off our turkey drop on KGSO, KQAM, Hank FM, and La Raza. We will be doing our own classic turkey drop where we send our very own turkey man, Sam, out of an airplane into the sky and see if he can fly.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object.
Gobble, gobble.
Plus, come out and see the event and be one of multiple winners of great prizes.
And see if I can fly.
It's the KQAM, KGSO, Hank, and La Raza Turkey Drop at Air Capital Drop Zone, November 9th at 9:30 a.m.
Oh, my God, there's turkeys!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A unique effort to encourage friends and family to return back to Washington County is being initiated through the local Economic Development and Tourism Office. A Love Kansas letter-writing campaign will be highlighted as local residents get involved, says Ryan Kern.
The Love Kansas campaign is really geared towards the letter-writing campaign. Everybody wants to help out in other ways throughout the county, but this actual Love Kansas campaign is truly a letter-writing campaign and trying to get people to come back to the state of Kansas and Washington County and see what benefits we have to offer in our great rural living.
Kern encourages everyone to get involved.
People can get involved by stopping by my office at any time and writing a letter. It is a letter-writing campaign. It started by the state of Kansas to attract individuals from outside of the state to come back to Kansas, and we're hoping to bring people back to Washington County through this letter-writing process.
The Economic Development Office is located in the Washington County Courthouse, and Wednesday afternoon is targeted to boost the effort.
I'd just like to encourage people to stop by on October 23rd from 2:30 to 5 p.m. on the second floor of the courthouse to visit with me and voice their concerns about what's going on in Washington County and what we can do to help it, and also write a letter and see if we can get some of these individuals to come back to Washington County and the state of Kansas.
Again, you may stop by any time to participate, but those participating Wednesday will be eligible for a special incentive.
It'll be held on the second floor of the courthouse. It'll be held on the second floor of the Washington County Courthouse in my office, and will provide refreshments and a chance for you to win a $50 gift card by bringing in a address of a loved one from outside of the state of Kansas and writing them a letter, and then we will send it, and then we'll draw from those letters and provide somebody with a $50 gift card.
For additional information, contact Ryan Kern with Washington County Economic Development. Marshall County Sheriff's Office reporting that prisoners clogged toilets recently, resulting in significant plumbing bills expected. Those cells affected do not have surveillance cameras. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to allow an employee to accrue medical leave and accumulate vacation and sick time, but will not receive holiday pay during that time. A request for $37,000 toward a generator for Pottawatomie County Rural Water District, which services a portion of Marshall County, was taken under advisement and may be considered when finalizing American Rescue Plan funds available. David Wilbrandt has announced a write-in campaign for District 2 Washington County Commissioner, filing to run as a write-in candidate. He was defeated in the primary by Arthur Schottle, running for a third term, having served the post the past 8 years. This is the first year candidates are required to file as a write-in. If not filed, write-in votes do not qualify. Commissioners last week granted a request from Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard to serve as a Red Cross volunteer, which could include stints up to 2 weeks involved with national disasters. Nemahal County Commissioners held a public hearing for a road vacation at last week's meeting and unanimously approved closing a portion of M Road near 112th, with no public comments coming forward.
A resolution was adopted prohibiting eminent domain for a 5-mile-wide energy transmission corridor proposed by the U.S. Department of Energy. Galen Ackerman was reappointed to another 3-year term on the County Planning Commission. Sherilyn M. Barnes, age 83, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home with burial in Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sherilyn Barnes. Raymond P. Haas, age 79, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Memorial service planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Haas.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday, cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s, south winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Then staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunny and slightly warmer into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late October 66, record high on this date 90, the average low 41 and the record low 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening 6:39. We had about 0.045 of an inch in our rain gauge with off and on showers and thunder showers on Monday afternoon and evening.
There's a little switch on your ceiling fan that makes it reverse directions. Do you know which way is best? A little help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 22nd, the 296th day of the year. Actor Jeff Goldblum has a birthday, and this was grand opening night in 1883 for New York's Metropolitan Opera House. Ceiling fans do a good job of creating a cooling effect in summertime, and they can keep your home more uniformly heated in the cooler months. But you have to make sure it's spinning in the right direction. In the winter, the fan should run in reverse or clockwise direction. That will draw room air up toward the ceiling, forcing warm air toward the floor and walls. For cooling in the summer, the fan should turn counterclockwise as you look up at it. So this time of year, you want to flip the switch so it spins clockwise. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Attention hunters, when you tag that deer this season, leave the processing to Circle P in Waterville. Appointment or not, call the store or text Alex at 785-706-1989. 7 days a week, after hours, and with a 4-day rush option, let Circle P process your deer. And through November, there are still openings for beef processing to stock up that holiday freezer with free delivery up to 50 miles from Circle P. This year, you work for the hunt. Let Circle P Processing in Waterville bag your tag. 7 days a week, call or text Alex at 785-706-1989.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was another big weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats as they continue on with their dominance this year as the number 16 Wildcats were over the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday with a 45-18 victory. That was coming after a bye week where the Wildcats ended up beating the Colorado Buffs 31-28 back on October 12th. As the Wildcats put a total of 412 yards on the board for the game with 298 passing yards and 114 rushing yards overall. The victory also put Kansas State up at the top three for the Big 12 Conference, with 3-1 now in conference play, sitting 6-1 overall for the regular season. This coming up week is now the interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown, as Kansas State is at home in Lawrence as they take on the Kansas Jayhawks. That kickoff coming up on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Speaking of the Jayhawks, it was a bye week for them this past weekend as they are sitting right now towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference at 1-3 in conference play, their overall record at 2-5.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Outside of their own season, the Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up last week announcing their official Coaches of the Week honor for the sixth week of the 2024 high school football season, as Week 6 awards went to, over in the Missouri side, to Pleasant Hill High School head coach Justin Hamilton, and in the state of Kansas, was awarded to the Blue Valley High School head coach Alan Terrell. According to the Chiefs organization, they say that the schools will be awarded $500 in grants for the Hunt Family Foundation. And additionally, the coaches will be presented a pair of sunglasses courtesy of Kansas City Football Coaches Association. The awards came after Pleasant Hill High School ended up beating Odessa High School 42-21, with Blue Valley High School defeating Blue Valley Northwest 27-21 in a close battle.
Fall sports playoff time is on its way in the Twin Valley League, with league tournaments for both the cross-country runners and the volleyball players coming up this week, along with the final week of TVL regular season football. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight. Come over to TVLSpotlight.com, as I will have daily updates on all of the Twin Valley League sports. That's TVLSpotlight.com, a service of KNDY Radio.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
Ornamental cabbage and kale are popular cool season annuals. Their colorful leaves brighten the fall and, for some, the winter landscape. But what's the real difference between these two?
Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Both plants are types of Brassica oleraceas, like those commonly grown in our vegetable gardens. Ornamental and the less ornamental cabbages are in the capitata group. These form heads, while the kale varieties are in the acephala group, growing more upright. You can identify ornamental cabbage by the rosette or cluster of broad, flattened leaves. These may be tipped in red, pink, purple, or cream, and make a nice focal point in the garden or container. Kale forms a tighter, more upright cluster of leaves, making it a great vertical accent. The colorful leaves may be smooth, ruffled, or lacy. Watch the color intensify and deepen as temperatures drop throughout the fall and early winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
The town of Julesburg, Colorado has been an important point on many trails leading west, but its history is one that has been a bit rough and tumble, especially for the early years of its existence. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the first trails were established heading west to California and Oregon, they passed north of here. But as Stanley Bussey explains, tension with Native American tribes shifted the route for some through the town where he resides.
They started shifting the trail further west. Instead of going down the North Platte River to Wyoming, they ended up starting to come down the South Platte River. And at one point, it actually crossed here at Julesburg.
And in 1860, the Pony Express made Julesburg, Colorado, the only such station in the state. With increased tension in the area came more protection from soldiers. Fort Sedgwick was established here in 1864. Later that year, the Colorado militia attacked the Cheyennes south of Fort Sedgwick, a brutal campaign at what is known as the Sand Creek Massacre.
The Arapaho joined the Cheyenne, held a powwow. There was some Sioux that came down from north of us. There was a few Pawnee that attended the powwow. Their conclusion was, we're going to war. They packed up everything they had, and they came north because Julesburg was the first place they could come to.
They attacked the stagecoach in town in January of 1865. 37 soldiers from nearby Fort Sedgwick were summoned to help quell the attack.
The soldiers decided to follow the Indians. They went on the south side of the rivers where the battle was, and they didn't go very far before they realized they made a big mistake.
They had ridden into an area with 12 to 1,500 braves. 15 soldiers died. The rest made it back to Julesburg. They returned with two howitzer cannons from the fort, which helped put down the fight. But the band of Native Americans returned the following month.
They ransacked the town for the second time, took pretty much everything that was edible, and then they decided to burn the town.
More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. Julesburg, Colorado. I'm Andrew McRae.
Hunting opportunities for game birds such as pheasant and quail are diminishing. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Building a game bird preserve on your land could be a lucrative business as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's getting harder and harder to find public hunting grounds. This is leading to an increased interest in private hunting preserves, and landowners are taking notice. Dan Burden is a value-added ag program coordinator with Iowa State University Extension. He's also written a guide for Game Bird Preserve business development. He says the best candidates for this type of venture are those who enjoy people, dogs, the outdoors, and have a strong background in bird hunting. It's common to take cropland out of production and designate the area as a preserve, but Burden says to remember that the habitat you create is about cover for birds and dogs.
The very simplest thing would be to just plant it to switchgrass or something, but what's way better is to manage the property for wildlife with shelter belts, cover plantings, and food plots. That's going to give you very nice varied terrain to hunt.
The game birds can be raised on your farm, but Burden says most preserve owners buy them from regional or national suppliers. Before you open the gates, decide how many people you will allow in a hunting party at any given time. Hold safety briefings and check certificates for hunter safety training. Growing your business depends on selling memberships and renewals. Burden says one tip for success is to cater more to the hunter's dogs than the hunters themselves.
There are people that their dogs' well-being is an afterthought. So good preserve operators will have water out in the field, like kitty wading pools, or they'll have large pails of water out in the field just to make sure the dogs stay hydrated. So your good preserve operators that are going to get clients early in the year and late in the year are going to really cater to the needs of the dog owner.
Find Game Bird Preserves in your state at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Learning from other people's mistakes, especially financial mistakes, is priceless. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Here are five ways other folks have lost money so you can avoid them. 1. Co-signing for someone else on a loan. The Bible says never do it and makes no exceptions. 2. Taking out an adjustable rate mortgage. You never know what interest rates will do. 3. Taking on consumer debt. Paying credit card interest is like throwing away money. 4. Risky investment decisions. Stay away from cryptocurrency and other trendy stocks. And 5. Losing a job. You can avoid that by working hard and staying current on job skills. Those are some of the mistakes other folks have made and lost money because of it. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Why is the Federal Reserve relevant to agriculture? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm betting that the average farmer doesn't give a lot of thought to how the Federal Reserve Bank system might impact his or her life. But there is a connection. According to Nate Kaufman, the Omaha branch executive for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
Most of what people know about the Federal Reserve is monetary policy. That means the determination of benchmark interest rates.
And says Kaufman, farmers do care about interest rates, more or less.
Interest rates don't typically factor in. They have not factored in all that much to, you know, what drives producers' decisions. But when rates increased by 500 basis points over the span of 2 years, it actually became one of the larger cost categories then in terms of increases.
Kaufman says 2024 has been a turning point year for farmers, signaling a potential decline in overall farm income.
We do have, I would say, a very heavy focus on monitoring credit conditions, because I would argue that what you start to see play out in the way of credit will give you both an early sense of the potential economic conditions that you're going to see later on, but then also the degree to which you would worry about risks that you might see in agriculture.
Kaufman was a guest on the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
A salute to the area 4-H youth during October National 4-H Month from Bruna Implement, GNR, Hold Herbert, Sue Rowland, M&R Auto Parts, United Bank and Trust, and Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger and faster than ever before, but in the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do. From cooking to coding, science to service, doing teaches us
to build our confidence, pursue our passions, and empower true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H, explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hello, my name is Krista Porter. I'm a 12th year member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. Some of the projects that I do for 4-H are horse, dog, and sheep. My favorite project is dog. Come be a part of 4-H with us.
Hello, my name is Zoe Polly. I'm a third year member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. Here's some projects that I do for 4-H. Horse, goat, and visual arts. My favorite project is horse. Come be a part of 4-H with us.
My name is Brew Baker, and I invite you to the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. Things I look forward to every year is the fair and the monthly meetings. This year I took chickens, goats, photography, gardening, and baking.
Hi, my name is Chloe Detke. This is my 8th year in 4-H. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year at the fair, I showed my horse and a market steer. Next year, I'm planning on bringing my horse, a steer, a heifer, and photos. What I like most about 4-H is showing my animals at the fair and meeting new people.
A salute to the area 4-H youth during October National 4-H Month from Bruna Implement, GNR, Hold Herford's, Sue Rowland, M&R Auto Parts, United Bank and Trust, and Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
There will be a land auction offering three well-maintained farms in Nemahal County, Kansas, selling for the Richard and Marion Fontenkamp family Saturday, October 26th. Tract 1 is 158 acres, more or less, 143 acres terraced, tillable, located southeast of Seneca. Tract 2 is 149 acres, more or less, 135 terraced, tillable, located southeast of Centralia. And Tract 3 is 156 acres, 139 acres terraced, tillable, with a balancing creek and waterways. For inspection or information, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm with Seneca Realty. Three well-maintained, good-producing farms located in Nemahal County, Kansas. selling at auction Saturday, October 26th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. Sale bill online at SenecaRealty.net.
Good Tuesday. Sim's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires next year, and that's raising big challenges for farmers and ranchers. That's according to National Cattlemen's President Mark Isley, says it's not an issue of paying taxes.
We don't mind paying some taxes. We don't mind paying our fair share. Something that's manageable and adjustable to what we do for a living and how our actual cash flow comes in.
Which Isley told NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast may not end up being the case if the 2017 tax law is allowed to expire without a favorable replacement.
All the things that really will matter, your herd, your genetics, your cropland, all the things that you value and worry about, those will be null and void because the taxes will eliminate that.
With resulting rates that could go up to 40% or even higher.
Whether you're a brick and mortar deal or a t-shirt shop, you're not going to survive a 60% tax. You're not going to survive a 40% tax. It's undoable.
Add to that is the huge cost of tax planning for estate and other taxes. Then there's the talk of taxing unrealized asset gains and heaping tax liability for generational ag wealth on current operators.
His grandfather probably started it. His father probably worked to help pay down the debt. He's involved in it. His children, whether they're young or if they're adults, are working on it. They're paying the current taxes, the property taxes. They're paying all the inputs. They've paid the mortgage. They're paying the insurance on it. To say that you're targeting one individual for a tax bill, it's a falsehood.
Finally, there's a Corporate Transparency Act. The American Farm Bureau says less than 11% of the 230,000 farms required to register under the anti-money laundering law by January 1st or face steep fines or even jail time have done so at this time. Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news, only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Mega savings at the Rock Turbo Sales Event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or Rockstar savings on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Game 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with...
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school, for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
It's common to let cattle graze on corn residue after harvest. If you also put down fertilizer, be aware of animal safety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome to the soothing sounds of Cropland Seed. It's the kind of sound you only get with broad access to high-performing genetics and traits and years of data from extensive testing. Also, retailers can recommend what will work best in your fields. Take some stress out of your season. Talk to your local retail seed expert about Cropland Seed today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation. along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Harvest is done, some cattle owners will let the herd graze on the corn stalk residue. They convert the residue to manure, leaving carbon and nutrients in the soil, which then benefits the crops. However, if you apply fertilizer over the field after harvest and have a spill, there is a toxicity risk for the animals. Brad Schick is a beef systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the fertilizer itself isn't harmful, it's the concentration to be concerned with.
You know, we look at something like sulfur, you know, they can have 0.5% in their diet and be fine. You know, we also have things like phosphorus. The tolerable level for them is like 1% in the diet. When we're talking about zinc, we're talking about 1,000 milligrams per kilogram. So a lot of these are very high. The animals would actually have to consume.
The safest approach for grazing corn stalks is to graze before fertilization application or wait until after a rain so it can percolate into the ground. He says calculations can tell you if what was applied would pose a risk.
I would say that you need to see how much was actually applied. I mean, we're obviously put on a certain rate based off likely grid sampling, so we'll know what the rate is. You can calculate what the expected even consumption of forage is based off the body weight of that animal.
Water has minerals in it, so there is the potential for these same compounds to be in the animal's drinking water. Schick says you should also factor this into your calculations. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing corn stalks at agriculture.com.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram knows the members of the area FFA chapters are developing skills for leadership and career success through agricultural education, and wants to wish them good luck at the National Convention in Indianapolis. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Beatrice, where value meets values.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University has recently launched a website that has compiled the decades worth of crop performance test data to be more easily accessible for growers. K-State Farming Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti discusses how this website can contribute to crop variety decision making.
So the first step was, okay, can we get out information? Yes, we can get out any information that if we harvest a study today, we can send and put on our website the Excel file, and the Excel file is available, right? And if you think about, oh, I would like to get a digestible version, you need to wait sometimes between 2 or 3 months until the final book with all the information got printed. And we thought about the situation, and we start thinking, oh, here is a possibility, and there is a gap where we can use all this amazing information and immediately get it to the fingerprints of a farmer and making sure that we digest the information for them. So we put it in a format that farmers can visualize it quickly and they can make comparisons.
He explains who had input for this website and how far back the data goes.
We try to put it as simple as possible. We even have farmers looking at the website and giving us feedback before we release our website. It's very easy to find the website, and the website has all the information. I mean, if you look at all the crops on performance testing, so if we look at corn, soybeans, sorghum, sunflower, wheat, canola, so all the crops, I mean, where we have any information on K-State, and even data that is going all the way to 1980.
Ciampitti describes an example of how the tool can be used.
For example, if we select corn, they're going to find multiple years, but if, let's say that they want to only just look at the last year or the last 2 years, they can basically compare, like saying 2023 and 2022, and they can look at, for example, select what hybrids are available and what locations. And the main goal is that they will be able to immediately, once they start selecting the crop, the years, and the hybrid, they're going to start looking at where is the hybrid across all the state in multiple locations, and they're going to get visualizations quickly to understand basically how did that hybrid perform in multiple places.
That was K-State Farming Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti with information about a new website for growers to look into crop performance tests. Find the website at www.avyield.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
KNDY.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a decent day in the livestock, triple-digit gains for the cattle markets, and a nice day of recovery after a lower day yesterday. October live cattle is back up a dollar, right on $188 per hundred weight. December is up 120 to 188.02. Into the feeders, also a triple-digit jump today. October feeder cattle up 125 at 248.82. November's up 210 at 248.70. And gains for the hogs as well. December lean hogs up 75 to 79.02, with February up 45 at 82.70. Lots of green on the screen in the grains and oil seeds as we see Chicago. Spring and Kansas City wheat all higher. December Kansas City wheat's up 5 3/4 at 5.88. March up 4 3/4 to 6.01 3/4. Oats also a few cents higher. December oats actually just up a penny at 3.80 1/2 cents. Into the row crops now, we see December corn up 6 1/4 to 4.16. March is at 4.29 a bushel. That's 5 3/4 and higher. Soybeans leading the charge today. November soybeans up 10 3/4, currently up 9.91 3/4. January up 9 3/4 at 9.99 1/2. The meal though is a bit weaker. December soy meal down 2.20 to 3.16.10. However, soybean oil having a decent day. December soy oil up 1.37 at 43.76. And cotton is back into the green. December up 10 at 72.30. If we take a stroll down Wall Street, we start to see some weakness. Stocks dropping for the second day as rising yields weigh on sentiment. The Dow's currently down 18 at 42,913. The S&P is down 10 at 5,843. And the NASDAQ down 1 point at 18,538. Into the energy markets, a lot of green. Crude oil up 181 at 72.37. November unleaded gas is up a nickel at 206 a gallon. Heating oil also up a 5 cent mark at 223. And natural gas up 3 at 234. Gold's up 1330 to 2736.40. Silver's up 95 cents to 35. And the dollar index up 6 at 103.895.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is unlimited.
OCZ's Paintworks urges motorists to be extra cautious in school zones and watch out for children getting on and off the bus. They are not always diligent about looking both ways before crossing the street. And please stop when the bus is displaying the stop sign. From OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Family fair, no school buses carry the most precious cargo, our children. Let's keep them safe by stopping when the stop arm is in use and students are getting on and off the bus. Not only will you avoid a ticket, you may save a life. From all of us at Family Fair in Falls City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, some further slippage for the major stock indexes. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite were both lower by about 0.2%. The S&P 500 had given up 0.25%. With more interest rate cuts likely before the end of this year, Moody's is raising its outlook for the banking industry from negative to stable. Moody's says lower interest rates and economic growth will help to stabilize banks and drive profits through the rest of the year. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries and two others were arrested this morning as part of a criminal sex trafficking investigation. The men are accused of sexually exploiting and abusing young men at parties around the world. Wendy's has a Halloween surprise for grown-ups to go along with its Frosty Frights kids' meals. Wendy's has introduced Boo Bags for adults, a collectible Halloween figurine. Some of the proceeds will go to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Belleville Healthcare Center thanks all the firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and police officers who arrive at the scene in an emergency. Your dedication to the community is appreciated. From Belleville Healthcare Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.